welcome to another season of the ChannelBuzz.ca year-end podcast series. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll be your host, as usual, on this podcast series, bringing you some thoughts on the year that was 2015 and looks ahead to 2016. We do this each year with each of our sponsors, and we start this year's podcast series with John Camilleri, who is, of course, channel chief at HP Canada. To say it's been an interesting and busy year at HP would be an understatement, as one HP became two, if you will, over the course of 2015, and John provides his thoughts on that, as well as where the company's going with its desktop, laptop, mobile, and printing solutions. So join us, and let's have a chat with John. All right, John, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, pleasure. Thank you, Robert.
Some of the folks I'm chatting with for these, I'm saying I'm having a little bit of a tough time coming up with, you know, what is the headline of 2015? What is the big theme of 2015? Not so much having that problem for this conversation around HP.
Yeah, exactly. No, there's no doubt about it. The big news for us in fiscal year 2015, calendar year 2015, was the announcement that we're going to split into two very large organizations. I think the creation of HP Inc. and Hewlett-Packard Enterprise for sure is the biggest news of the year for us. And by all accounts, things look really, really good. I mean, we set very aggressive launch dates. We try to do simple things like shield partner and customer facing people from the separation office. Mm-hmm. Our goal really on November 1, day one is for it to be like any other day, with the exception, of course, around all the excitement of launching the new organization. But, you know, operationally, things just needed to work on day one. And there was just a ton of work put in by our colleagues and in great collaboration with our partners. And, you know, day one went off seamlessly. So we were able to celebrate really the spirit of the new company without having to worry about the day-to-day business stuff. So it was what I consider to be very, very successful, and we're all very proud of that.
Great. From a partner perspective, how have things changed for those who work primarily with HP Inc. side of the house since the changeover?
Well, look, it's about a whole bunch of different things. Primarily, what the separation really brings to, you know, our channel community and, you know, the HP team is our ability really to focus on all the key areas we want to build our business around. So, you know, we're now fully accountable for product innovation. Historically, you know, we had to share that budget across the company. You know, there's no one to share it with. It is all about print solutions and personal systems. So we become more accountable for our own innovation. We've become more agile. Every day, Rob, we're asking ourselves, you know, do we need this process? How do we remove it from what we do every day in order to create speed and velocity? And that's really what's happening within the company. It's a very different feel. I mean, the objective here is not to create a new organization in HPI and kind of carry on things. It really is about to change the way, you know, we operate in the marketplace. We want to amaze partners. We want to amaze customers. We're going to, you know, continue to reinvent and reinvent and reinvent. There's this appetite for innovation that I've not seen in the organization for many, many years. And it's very exciting. It's great to be part of that. I think the partner community feels that. And it really just allows us to focus our business. So, you know, a lot of really good results so far and being very well accepted by the partner community.
All right, great. Speaking of that focus, what have been the, you know, some of the highlights of 2015 for the HPI side of the house in terms of the products and solution areas you've been pursuing? What have been some of the big developments through the channel in terms of solutions and products?
Sure. I mean, there are several. You know, some of the ones that come to mind that, you know, I think are very relevant in the print space, for example, you know, recognizing a printer is a device on a network and has an IP address, inherent to that is a security risk. You know, we've really enhanced our security around all of our printing solutions, really taking the best of the personal systems business and really incorporating that into the print. So, you know, removing vulnerability on the network is top of mind for customers. It gives our partners the ability to have that conversation with customers and become more relevant to customers. So there's, you know, that's a, I think, a very big improvement and milestone for us. We've seen the evolution of PageWide, you know, twice the performance, half the operating and acquisition cost, start to really gain momentum in the market. We've introduced partner MPS, you know, a program that allows traditional partners in the transactional space really move to the contractual part of the business, and you know, doing well. The numbers are strong. The pipeline looks really healthy. I mean, it's exciting stuff. And of course, you know, in the PC business, it really is about, you know, new form factors, new aesthetics, you know, thinner, lighter, faster, you know, focus on mobility, focus on security, you know, lots of innovation in that area. And yeah, so I mean, there's been a lot of innovations. We've specialized our print and PC channels. So we no longer have general channel specialists. We've incorporated within our part of our organization a specialized print and channel. So it brings a lot more focus, expertise to the community, and really allows us to get deeper with our partners and customers.
Okay, I want to touch a little bit more on that the partner MPS piece of the equation. I understand it's a specialized area, or typically in the past, managed print has been a specialized area. But one of the things that has surprised me about the development of managed services is that a couple of areas haven't really gone much broader than they have in the managed services channel. One of those is certainly print, voice is another, but that's neither here nor there. Do you see with partner MPS and that kind of offering that that broad managed services channel getting access to managed print and being able to do, as you guys have been talking about for the last couple of years and beyond, you know, moving from transactional to a contractual relationship when it comes to print?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's exactly what the intention was, right? If you look at the supplies and the print business in general from a channel perspective, it's been very transactional. And the investment into the MPS business is significant. It's a very different business. There are many different tools you have to have, tracking tools, selling tools, billing tools, all different types of infrastructure required to run that business. So there's a healthy cost to entry to that business. What we've tried to do and what we've been successful in doing is to kind of remove that barrier and really give partners access to our infrastructure, our tools, so that they can take a transactional piece of business, turn it into a contractual one without the burden of having to make massive investments in that business. So it's been quite successful, and the partner can do it in two ways. The partner can either, you know, work with us and become an agent, which means they, you know, fundamentally they introduce us to the customer. We go in, we play the role, we set it up, get the contract done, and then the partner is paid an agency fee, or a reseller motion where the partner continues to be the primary point of contact for the customer, and, you know, does all the billing and the communication and really is involved in the assessment part of the transaction. And so there are a couple of different elements, both of which really does allow the partner, again, to get into that business without the cost barrier. So it's something that's been a long time coming, and the partners are, really working very closely with us. And so it's been very complimentary to the business. We've got great feedback from the partner community. We're incorporating third-party solutions. I mean, it's really building out and becoming quite the force in the market.
All right, brilliant. Last year, you know, talking to the distributors and talking to resellers, it seems in many ways, at least in terms of the volume business, the PC was kind of the savior of the day. I don't hear the same kind of excitement around PC numbers these days, but curious what you're seeing in the Empoise device market. You know, what's moving well and what's kind of getting the market and the channel excited right now.
Yeah, there's just so much innovation going on with the products, Rob. You know, we've introduced so many new form factors, so many different types of products that address, you know, faster, lighter, you know, great aesthetics. I mean, we've come along. HP in particular has come a long way, and I feel we're very well positioned. It is a competitive market, and there's no doubt about it. It's going to continue to be a competitive market. So, you know, our excitement comes from our innovation, you know, the focus we're putting on reinventing and reinventing. I mean, that's what we talk about now is reinventing and continue to reinvent. You can't stand still. You've got to continue to bring new solutions to the marketplace. And really, we're trying to drive some more solutions-based programs to the PC business, you know, contemplating things like, device as a service or PC as a service, whole bunch of different things going on right now where, you know, we believe we're trying to, you know, create excitement, and we are creating excitement in the market. It will remain to be competitive, as I said earlier. We're ready for that. But, hey, listen, it's a great business. It's a fast-moving business. It's very exciting. If you want to be in the heart of the battle, get into the PC business.
Absolutely. And a couple of new areas you guys are heading into. I know this is largely futures and probably starting to move into talking about where you see things going for 2016. But some interesting innovation in the form of Sprout, which I believe is starting to find its way into the commercial and into the channel market, as well as the impending launch. I believe we can safely say at this point, impending launch of 3D printing from HP Inc.
Yeah, I mean, this is part of the Amaze piece that I was speaking to earlier. Really, you know, this concept of blended reality, taking a, you know, physical device, you know, transforming that digitally, and then recreating, you know, manipulating that device or that product or that piece of hardware, if you will, and then recreating it through 3D printing. I mean, this is something that we're very excited about. It really speaks to where HP's head is at, and that's again about innovation, about recognizing that the market is demanding creativity, you know, bringing creativity to the individual, and I think we're making all of that possible. Dion, our CEO, has publicly stated the importance of 3D printing. HP will be in that business. We are today. We're going to be more so in the future, and we're going to be in it in a big way. So, you know, we're very committed to that. You know, too early to talk about, you know, some of the solutions we're bringing to market around the 3D space, but it really is, again, Robert, about innovation and really bringing to market what the market expects of a leader.
It'll be interesting to see, especially with 3D print, the channel play there, both in terms of the, shall we call it, the traditional HP partner and potentially new and different types of partners that might make sense in that world.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you think about 3D printing, it there's an opportunity to really change the way manufacturing is done and large scale manufacturing. So it does bring a kind of a new way of doing business in the manufacturing space, which our partners play in, and they're just going to be able to provide a more enhanced solution to their customers. And frankly, you know, we'll see what happens in the future, but I could see how partners become, that becomes what they do. You know, they become 3D printing specialists, and it just opens up a whole new market. You know, you'd never think that being in the technology business would lead you to the manufacturing business, but you know, that's where it's all going, and we're very excited about that.
All right, great. Aside from those two areas that we've just talked about, what are you seeing as kind of highlights or places that partners should be keeping an eye on heading into 2016?
Yeah, again, focused on, mobility is where we see things happening. I mean, this is very clear. This has been happening for a number of years. We've introduced some new products in the marketplace. Our 1012, has been very well received in the market. So I would say, focus on mobility. Print certainly is a key focus area, bringing, more of a solution approach to the business for sure. I think I'm very optimistic about 2016. Every day we continue to look at the way we do things, improve the way we go to market, make our processes simpler. We're very focused. We've become far more agile than we've ever been. It feels really good to have a specialized channel. We really do bring unique value to the marketplace, and we're able to have that much deeper conversation with our partners and our customers. So, there's lots of things to be excited about for sure. You'll see a lot of investment, some new technology on the PageWide platform. So there's a lot of different exciting things happening. But I would say, on the print side, I would say, MPS, watch for PageWide and what we're doing within that part of our product solution set. And on the PC side, it would be mobility. We'll continue to be a market leader in mobility.
All right, brilliant. For you, in your role and the rest of the channel team at HP Canada, what are some of the what are the goals? What are you thinking about for 2016 in terms of deliverables for partners and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so we've introduced Partner First, a new part, came out of Partner One. It really recognizes the different types of partners we have. We have a solutions track on it, a print track on it, a personal systems track on it. Really, it's easier and more lucrative to sell our care packs. We have a whole track for that as well. It's lots of improvement in the program, but the core compensation model kind of remains intact. So there's nothing new in terms of how it works. It's just the way we recognize partners, and how they can take advantage of some of the programs that are available to them. I think, I'm particularly excited about we've introduced this, in the non-name space, we've introduced this new hybrid model where we are giving what have been traditionally known as our partner business managers, the added responsibility of end user territory management. So we've really combined the role of a partner business manager to that of an end user rep. And we believe are bringing great value to the channel. So not only now are you able to talk about all the channel related stuff, operations, programs, incentives, etc., but that same person now is having a customer conversation with our partner. And our partners are excited about it. The conversation becomes more interesting, pardon me. We're calling that new hybrid role the territory sales manager role, because it really is about managing a geographical territory, leveraging partners, and essentially all of our business in the non-name space will be very much partner-led. So I'm very excited about that. We're seeing great traction in the partner community, very strong feedback from not only our large partners, but, I would say, all partners, really, large and small, they're really excited about it. The conversation becomes very relevant. So those are, I think, two great things that you'll see coming this year.
All right, perfect. You shared a little while ago your own optimism for 2016 in how things are going, both in the market and for HP Canada in particular. Wondering, as you're out there talking to partner, what are you picking up from them in terms of the mood in the market and the mood in the business in the early part of 2016?
Yeah, I think the same type of thing, right? There's been lots of consolidation in the market. I think that's going to continue to happen for sure. Yeah, lots of it. And it's going to continue to happen for sure. But I think the partners that are doing really well right now and the feedback I'm getting are the ones that have really moved to a solution-based model, right? Not only cloud, but, you know, obviously any type of service, anything that provides greater value to the customer is where we're seeing the successful partners play. And along with that drags the hardware. So it really is about creating value to the customer, you know, outside of the device, far outside the device, bringing, you know, having conversations that are based on outcomes. You know, what do we want to drive? What do we want to deliver? What problem are we going to solve? What opportunity are we going to create? That's where I'm seeing success in the channel. I think the partners that have adapted to that model are being very successful. I think it's very clear you need to get on that very quickly because, you know, selling product alone isn't gonna do it anymore, right? It's all about the solution, whether it's security, mobility, cloud, managed services. That's where it's going. That's where the market is, and that's where our partners need to be.
All right, brilliant. Appreciate the
and that's where the partners that are being successful are, Rob.
Yeah, absolutely. I think those who are ahead of the game are certainly enjoying more success than their peers in terms of high margin business, especially. Wanted to give you a chance before we wrap up here. Just any parting shots for the Canadian channel community.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, I've said it before, I'll say it again. The channel is in our DNA. It's in everything we do. We measure the health of HP by the health of our channel, and we are so tightly connected. I want to wish them a wonderful new year and a happy holiday season, and that's the same to you, Robert. We thank them for their partnership, their commitment.
All right, perfect. Thank you very much for your time, John. Always a pleasure chatting.
Thank you, Robert. You take care.
All right, there you have it. I'd like to thank John for joining us on the podcast today. Of course, thank HP for its continuing support of channelbuzz.ca, and thank you for listening. Hey, we're going to be back real soon, later this week, with another edition of the channelbuzz.ca podcast year-end series. Next time, we will be chatting with Alex Hoff, Vice President at Avic Networks, which, of course, was a sponsor for much of 2015. Look forward to hearing what he has to say. Until then, I'm Robert Dutt for channelbuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.